Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Charlie's here.
I'm here.
Maddie's over there.
Can't get comfortable.
Saying things like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neat.
So we had our Halloween thing. Last time we talked, we were discussing costumes and who was going to win what. And, you know, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but Charlie wasn't here.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had to miss the Halloween party because my father passed away the night before.
That is just awful. He was 95?
He was 95, and probably 92 of those years, he was very, very healthy.
Yeah.
He lived independently up until 2023.
Yeah.
When he moved into an independent living home. But he had some jaw cancer 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Man.
And they went in and did surgery, removed some teeth, did prosthetics, et cetera, et cetera. And he was doing good for a while, and then it just came back aggressively.
I'm sorry, you know.
I am, of course I am too, but the thing is, he did not suffer for long. He really only felt really bad for about maybe 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he didn't have to suffer. He didn't have to go through a whole lot of awful treatment and everything.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he lived to be 95. I don't know what else I could ask for.
It's a hell of a run, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I know it's hard now, but just imagine how lucky you are to have had him that long.
Yeah.
You know? I lost my dad when I was 6 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all faded memories. But those dudes, they're from the same generation. There is not going to be another man like that. Those dudes were hardcore heroes. They worked hard. They played hard. And man, every one of them that's still on this earth, I got respect.
And he stayed very busy. Like, I mean, he's been retired for a long time because he worked for the government. So he got to retire early.
Yeah.
And I mean, he has not stopped moving in the past 30 years.
Yeah.
Since he retired. So, you know, I mean, and that's the key. It really is.
That was like my grandfather. I mean, he was hardcore.
Yeah.
I mean, he was constantly building or doing something.
Oh, yeah. My dad water skied at 70.
Sure.
I love it. Yeah. Those guys, I'm telling you, there's not going to be another group of men like that. You know, I try to put out some of that energy that they had, but I'm a cream puff.
How dare you? We are so hardcore.
You guys. I mean, Maddie, you are a little bit more in the sense that, like, you try to do home projects. I mean, Sean's just not able to sometimes, but you try and do home projects and things. However, because you keep falling off the roof and getting stabbed with trees and things like that, you're not going to last that long.
You know, just because I have a bad back.
It toughens him up.
Yeah.
The more times he falls off that roof, the less it hurts. Get up there now.
What's most impressive to me is, like, I think about, like, you know, here's a bunch of guys who learned how to build something,
mm-hmm.
or like electrical or plumbing, mm-hmm. or like carpentry. and they didn't have a YouTube.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they maybe read a book or somebody showed them once and they built.
And most things that I can remember, you know, being fixed around our house, I really don't remember anyone ever calling a plumber or, you know, a handyman coming to the house.
That's
it was
awesome.
My dad.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
My father-in-law is like that. You know, he's 83 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he fixes plumbing. He crawled under my house to put in a sump pump.
Sure he did.
80-year-old man.
Well, that was, speaking of being on the roof, it was maybe 10 years ago, my dad was up on the roof and my stepmom was like, you need to get down. Not because he was up there, but if he were to fall, he would shatter into a million pieces.
That's my wife and me.
And you're not nearly that old.
I made a mistake of telling her, too. I did almost fall off the roof the other day because it was like I have a flat section that had a bunch of leaves and stuff. It gotten wet. I blew it off and I stepped and it was like, you know, the cartoon, like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, God.
You know, like, where you do the cartoon kicky feet.
Yeah.
Like, that was basically me.
Yeah.
Wearing a leaf blower off my roof. But luckily, I held on to it, so.
Be ready. We're going to get a call about him one day.
It'll be great.
Nah,
I'll be.
It just makes him better. You know, those bumps and bruises and concussions.
Oh, yeah.
The
scar tissue is what's holding you together.
Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, good morning.
So, you missed the costume contest.
Yeah, and I hate that. I really was looking forward to it.
Young Maddie came in number two in the costume contest.
I will not say that I was robbed, but I was robbed.
I don't know.
Like how you don't say it.
The winner was pretty darn creative.
Yeah. I agree, but I hot glued. I was a pinata.
Yeah.
And I hot glued little pieces of streamer to that thing, that white outfit thing I found, the jumpsuit.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how you did it.
Hours.
Oh, see, because I didn't get to see it in person, I didn't realize you made it.
I feel like I should have said that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if people thought that I bought it.
Yeah, you should hold a sign. That's my key to always winning is hold
this
a sign.
This is homemade.
I made this. That would have been a good one.
And look, what drove me crazy is, so like the whole thing, we walk in and they're like, well, let's do our birthday celebrations. Of course, Sean's birthday. So like, it's Sean's birthday. And everyone claps. And I go, oh, well, here. So I hand the stick to Sean. And I'm like, hit me. And he hits me and I throw candy. And everyone's like, ah. Not a single person tried to get the candy.
They left it in the floor.
And people were stepping on it. Like straight up stepping on it.
And they probably still didn't fully understand that you were a pinata.
It took me a minute.
I swear to God.
You remember what I said?
Well, you thought I was a clown again.
I thought he was Touchy the Clown part two. And he was so disappointed his face fell off and he crawled away whimpering.
Now you know how I felt when I was the target dog.
I rustled away.
Oh, that bunny. That was a cute bunny. I saw pictures of that the other day.
I give lots of props. So, because the girl who won
Annie.
Annie set the bar. Annie is you got to come for the king.
Yeah.
She was Billy Bass. She had the Billy Bass plaque off of somebody's wall with the head cut off of it. And she was the face of Billy Bass in a hole she cut in the board. And it would sing and she would move her fish lips.
Yeah. And her face was all painted
green.
Like a fish.
Yeah.
And again,
that's out there, man.
I mean, no disrespect to her because I respect game, respects game.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. It's like, I only try so hard. So often.
And I know.
And I might go back to the horse head mask.
Well, didn't you win something that year?
I did.
You were a dead horse and people were beating you?
No.
But yeah, so that you understand my saltiness towards Halloween in the sense that when you really decide to try and then sometimes it's either one of two. Either someone comes out that's just so much better than you, you're like, dang it.
That's it.
Or people don't get what you're doing. And someone who didn't try as hard wins, and you're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, now see, this one wasn't a case. Like, I don't think, it's not that I don't think she tried hard.
No.
I thought I had a shot.
Yeah.
Like,
I really did. Like, I
saw
her, because she posted up earlier in the day, and I'm like, all right, that's tough.
It's close.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
And then Jelly Roll walked in, and I was like,
oh, yeah, Jelly Roll was good.
You know,
she did not look like herself.
No, I didn't know who that was. I had no idea who that was. But, you know, I didn't even get any recognition for my costume that I worked so hard on.
I know. But see, that was an inside joke for us. I don't think anyone else heard the show.
Come on, man. Everyone knows Crazy Boxhead.
I literally made it on the way back there. I went in the cabinet in here. I was like, dang, you know, every time I need a box, there's not one. And when I don't need them, they're stacked up to the ceiling. And so it had plastic forks in it. So there's loose plastic forks in the kitchen now because I had to be crazy boxy.
Now, I still have another chance because company-wide, they asked us to submit our Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, but unfortunately, I'm competing against dogs and kids and various
small
people across
children
the country.
And...
But I'm just saying...
No mercy.
I haven't heard anything yet, so there's still a chance.
Yeah. What were you going to be if you'd have made it?
Trinity from The Matrix.
I don't know what that is.
The movie, The Matrix.
I saw it. I mean, I thought
you've heard
good.
Of
it was
The
good.
Matrix.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's... So it started out as a couple's costume. My man and I went to a Halloween party and he was Neo, Keanu Reeves' character,
okay.
who wears a long black trench coat and these small glasses and his hair is kind of slicked back and whatever. And then his counterpart is Trinity, the chick. And I have a shiny black trench coat and shiny black pants and boots and the glasses and had my hair all slicked back and everything. So
were you doing lots of kicking?
I was gonna.
When you walked in, I was gonna be prepared to say that is the best Joan Jett costume I've ever seen.
Doesn't look anything like Joan Jett, but thanks.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that
it's
is.
Okay.
Well, we would have been worse. Could have said that's a cute bunny costume again.
Yeah. Well,
there you go. Just call me a bunny. Every year I'm a bunny. If I had a red and a blue pill, I could have done that part of it.
See, you still lost me. I've never seen those movies.
John would have asked for both.
If we're gonna be honest, I've never seen the movie.
Shut up. You haven't. God, come on.
I watched part of the Matrix Reloaded that they put out a few years ago.
Are you serious?
But I'm pretty sure I fell asleep through parts of it as well. But I mean, it is so big, you can't not know the basics of it.
If you had been Gunsmoke from Gunsmoke, you would have.
Yeah, exactly.
Festus.
If I'd have been Festus.
Or Miss Kitty. You could have been a Miss Kitty. You're Festus. She's Miss Kitty.
And Sean would have been like, give them all the money.
Wait, and Mule's name is Ruth, right?
Yes, that's right.
And
it's a boy mule. So I could be Ruth, and you're Festus, and you're Miss Kitty. We're rocking this.
Oh, my God.
Next year.
We'll split that top prize.
So there's a story out about this lady, and it keeps getting weirder and weirder, man. And I've got some experience with these things. The Reborns. The super realistic baby dolls.
Yeah, they were a really big thing for a while.
Yeah, they still are. Do you know, there's a whole community out there. My daughter was super into them during the pandemic when we were on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like so enthused. You know, it was a big deal to get certain artists' dolls because there's only a few of them made. And she would literally like be shaking. She was so excited to get one. And so she had this group. And everybody would steal her pictures and put them online as if those were their dolls. And then they would steal a picture and sell it, you know, just to rip somebody off.
Yeah, but they look like real babies.
Yeah, they do.
To me, they're super creepy.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. For me, it's like, it's that uncanny valley thing where if a computer image looks too realistic, it freaks us out.
Yeah.
Those dolls look too realistic and it freaks me out.
Oh, yeah. Like, a couple of them were...
An unmoving, live-looking baby thing just...
A couple of them were completely anatomically correct, too, like all the way.
Oh, really?
It was a twins, boy and a girl, and they had all the parts. But there's a lady out there who has 8 of them, which doesn't, that right off the top, that's not that bad.
No, I mean,
cool
she's
to have
a collector. Yeah.
But do I say it? She breastfeeds them. How does that work?
Now, she did say that she's weaned them off of that and has to bottle feed, especially when she's in public. The thing with this is I feel like... My gut reaction with the story was, oh, man, look at this. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, oh, man, look at this. Like, I feel like...
I wonder if she's got some trauma about wanting children.
She looks so happy, though, with these dolls. She looks normal and happy.
Well,
I think she really wants real babies, and there's a reason why she doesn't have them. And
well, now there's a reason why she doesn't have them.
Or it's long game. She knew she would get internet famous by acting crazy with dolls. You know, you gotta account for that a lot of times because people are after clicks.
Yeah,
and make money so she can raise real children.
It's interesting because she'll say that she takes them everywhere and dresses them up.
8 of them.
Yeah, and
who the heck wants 8?
Yeah, it's hard.
Mom.
I mean, like I wouldn't. I mean, at least if you have actual 8 actual children, they're somewhat mobile at some point.
So yeah, you can imagine 8 babies at one time. What is, that's
well, these
tuplets.
Also, didn't you also see that they weren't all babies?
Like, oh, no, I didn't
some see. Were toddlers, some were little kids. Like, they're various ranges of
oh,
the ages of the children.
She has a whole family
yeah.
going on.
See, I think it's long game. I think she's looking for fame, and this is her way
I
in.
I hope so.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I again, it was one of those things. Like, I see those sometimes. Like, I remember seeing somebody at the downtown farmer's market, the one over by the old Bat Stadium.
Yanceyville?
Yeah.
And, Herb Market.
She had a baby, and I was like, oh, baby. And then, like, he caught a glimpse of it. I was like, ah, baby.
Yeah.
It's not a baby.
Look, I had the opposite happen the other day. I was shopping, and there was a lady who was probably, you know, in her 70s, and she had this tiny, tiny baby, and she was just kind of like loosey-goosey with it, kind of like just moving around, slinging it, whatever. I was like, this lady has a dang reborn baby doll in the food line. And then I heard,
oh no,
it was a real baby.
Oh god. Oh.
Yes.
Ah,
but
fine.
I was convinced it was a doll, man.
It's probably her 10th grandchild. She's like, whatever.
Yeah, maybe so.
I would rather that it's somebody with a reborn the whatever they call them, the
reborn
babies than a monkey. Like
those little stuffed monkeys?
No, like a real monkey with a diaper on.
But you know they make reborns of monkeys and orangutans and stuff too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
They're in baby clothes. Yeah.
What?
It's a whole thing, man. It's
they're,
a whole
no.
Look, it's a whole culture of
okay.
these people.
Can I get like a snow leopard?
No, that's just ridiculous. How are you going to put baby clothes on?
I want an apex predator. I want a great white that I drag around with me.
You're
this
ruining this. You're ruining all of this.
I've got a little bassinet for him.
You don't understand what it's like to be in the life like we are.
No,
doll life.
This is serious.
Yeah.
Serious, Maddie.
Is that, do you have that tattooed on your chest? Doll life?
It's my tramp stamp.
Like life, but different.
Doll life.
Yeah, but, look, whatever it is.
Reborn life.
To each their own, and that's what it comes down to. But it's hard because you see that out in public. And she also did say when she was breastfeeding them, she wasn't necessarily using her own milk. Like, she was also doing like a flour water mixture.
That's what the kids do. They make a fake milk and they pretend to feed it. They
well,
all
if
do
you're
that.
Putting it, okay, it's one thing if you're putting it into a baby bottle and making it look like you're feeding them. It's another thing to attach it to your body and
pretend.
And there's a line. There's a line.
You know what? I bet you. If my daughter was to sell those, because it's been a few years now, they're even more rare and harder to come by. She's probably got hundreds, maybe $1,000 worth of dolls.
Maybe that'll put her to give her a little boost to college.
Hey, ask her if she wants me to babysit.
She'll never. I promise you, she's like me. She'll never get rid of them because she had that time with them. And she's attached to
but
that.
But she told you, though, that she felt like it was a very weird period in her life.
That broke my heart when she said that. She's like, that is the saddest time of my life. So if I was to say, all right, well, then let's get rid of the dolls. No! What do you mean?
Yeah, well, that's...
Well,
yeah, slow
it
down.
Was, like you said, it was during the pandemic. She was feeling lonely. She got attached to these...
Which...
Fake...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Children.
Have you, complete side note, someone referred to the pandemic as the Pandy D?
The Pandy D?
I think it was my sister. She's like, that was straight Pandy D stuff right there. And I was like, that is...
I love it.
I mean, it's crazy how crazy that period of time was in our life, but that is a great way to refer to
it. Yeah, it is.
Pandy D. That's my rap name.
Pandy D.
Yo, Pandy D in the house. Paul Rudd. Y'all know Paul Rudd. I can't think of what he's famous for,
but he
will not age. He's 55. I guess he was on, Parks and Rec. That's what I know him from. He was Bobby.
Well, he was in Clueless. He was in, he's the Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's been in a bazillion different, this is 40, a bunch of different movies.
So people at Villanova were lining up to vote the other night. And who walks up? Paul Rudd handing out bottles of water to people who were waiting in line.
Cool. They were doing that actually at different colleges because Mark Cuban was at UNC Charlotte.
Get out!
Yeah, really? Like they were just sending celebrities out randomly.
He might have been handing out nice water at least.
Let's hope so.
But Paul Rudd, man, the guy who was covering the story, he's like, you never know where you're going to run into this guy because he's like so accessible. And like I said, he's 55. He looks the same as he did.
Yeah, and he's one of those people though that like, you know, say The Rock walks in, you immediately know it's The Rock.
Yes.
Like everybody turns and stares. But Paul Rudd could be just
anybody.
Milling around,
yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden you'd be like, oh, hey, man, how you doing? And you'd do a double take and go, hold on.
Yeah, he's a huge Kansas City fan, like in general. Like he loves the Royals. He loves the Chiefs.
Ribs.
Ribs. And yeah, I remember when the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl, everyone was talking about Taylor and, you know.
He's like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of those cats, what about Jason Kelce? And when he took that guy's phone, see, the guy was he was walking in a crowd. And can you imagine how tired of that you would be with all the people like swarming on you and they're yelling at you, trying to get your attention. And then one guy is straight up, you know, insulting your brother, using a slur about your brother. And, you know, you just hit a boiling point. He's apologized now. But what he did was he took the guy's phone and smashed it in the ground.
You know. He said, I usually try to be a super positive, nice guy, but sometimes you just can't take it anymore. And he did apologize. He said, I shouldn't have come back with hate, you know, come back to hate with more hate.
Yeah.
But I mean, God bless them. They, especially in a situation like that, it's not like where it's like, I don't know, Angelina Jolie. It's like, Angie, hey, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
People are straight up mean on purpose to get a reaction.
It's same thing. It's for clicks. It's for likes.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, they're lucky that Jason didn't turn around and clobber his...
Well, that's the thing, too, is if he had, then he would have gotten, you know, sued and all this other stuff.
I'm but surprised he's not sued now.
That guy deserves to have Jason knock his block off, but you can't.
It reminded me of the guy who was drunk and taunting Mike Tyson on an airplane, and then Mike Tyson punched the crap out of him.
And the guy's like, well, hey, I didn't do nothing. Mike Tyson hit me. No, dude, you were in his
face.
You were a drunk jerk.
The whole time.
Yeah, and it's just like, imagine if it was not Jason Kelce, if it was just some other guy and some guy's following, like if it was you.
Yeah.
Like, Sean, you're going, walking through Teeter and some guy is behind you with a phone out, just bad-mouthing
your
kid.
Hey, man.
Or, you know, your family, your sister. And then, you know, it's like, what are you going to do? It's like, you just take it?
I don't know. That's a great question. I think that, yes, the correct answer is you just take it because we're such a litigious society. You know, I don't want to be sued and I don't want to go to jail.
But sometimes your emotions take over before your common sense does.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
He was also carrying beer. So I'm not saying that that's right, but I'm saying, like, I don't know if he had started drinking them yet. He is notorious for tailgating.
Oh, he's
Jason?
Great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Probably.
No, not Sean.
No, he was at the Penn State football game, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did he get in trouble? Is he arrested or sued
no.
or anything?
No, not yet.
And I thought there might have been issues, but he went right. He was on the Thursday night broadcast right away, and he apologized on air, and
yeah.
no one said anything after that.
Yeah. All right, so we got some phone calls, some real exciting phone calls since we talked to you last time. 336-373-0987 is the number if you'd love to call. And we've got that little microphone button on the app. Does it have a name?
I think it just says voice message.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
right there. It's like
come
when
up
you
with a fun name.
When you go into the app and you pull up Simon, and then yeah. it says listen live, and right next to it, it says has a voice message.
It needs googly eyes.
All right.
It needs like the talking paperclip, you know, like from Microsoft.
Clippy.
Like,
oh, that would be so good. Like, a mouth with
Mikey.
Googly eyes.
You know, the microphone.
Do you know how difficult life became when Clippy went away? How in the hell are you ever going to do another resume?
I miss
Clippy's gone.
I know.
Clippy's gone, man.
We'll bring him back.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, so 336-373-0987 or the pushy buttony talkie button on the app. There, that's a good name for
pushy,
it.
Pushy talkie buttony.
See thing. What's going on.
Well, hey, Simon, that calcium magnesium thing, I called about it. Well, guess what? Right now at this time of, you know, what's going on, all you want to know is your information. Well, the dude that I called that was talking to me was being a butthead and very arrogant and loud and, like, dominant, making me feel like, look here, not. But anyway, I don't know who's selling this dead blasted calcium magnesiums, but that guy, he don't need to be a salesman. Okay, because he was just rude and very arrogant, okay? All I got to say about it. So watch what you request.
It's not all she has to say about
show,
it.
Okay?
Okay?
This dude was a butthead.
I
what?
Have absolutely no idea what she's talking about in the least.
Someone selling magnesium?
Calcium magnesium, and I did a quick search of that to see what in the world, but... Who is she talking about? What? Where did she get this? Did we talk? We didn't talk about calcium magnesium, did we?
Oh, no. Remember we had that hilarious story about calcium magnesium, and there's a guy who's selling it, but he's real kind of surly.
He's
with
really
his
mean.
Oh,
customers.
That guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a real butthead.
Now I remember.
But, hey, old calcium magnesium sales guy.
But hey,
old
look,
calcium magnesium guy.
She feels strongly about it.
She's real upset.
Well, we're sorry.
Man, somebody sent her some calcium magnesium.
Hey, Simon. It was really great to hear the song from the haunted Disney ride.
Oh, yeah.
The other day on Halloween. Grim Riding Ghosts, come out to socialize. Thank you for playing it, Simon. It shows you truly do play everything. Love your station. Keep it rocking. You kept it spooky on Halloween. Love you guys.
Isn't that nice?
Thanks, man.
That is my favorite little Halloween song. That we just started playing like a year ago.
Grim Grinning Ghosts?
No, it's the Trick or Treat one, right? Isn't that the one he's talking about?
I thought the Grim Grinning Ghosts are off to save your life.
Is that from the ride? Because the other one that I love is, oh, that's a Donald Duck. Never mind. But I love them both. Don't get me wrong.
No, the other one that I still love is the Spooky Scary Skeleton one.
And I'm a Mummy.
Oh, that's so weird.
There's another
I'm
one
a mummy.
Called I'm in Love with a Monster. It's by one of those girl groups. Oh, God, what's it called? Was there one that had a five in it?
Sure, Take Five. Five below zero. Five.
You're just saying things.
High five.
You're not helping. Oh, God, what name a girl
five
group
girls.
From the last couple of years. Anyhow, it's a song called...
Girls Five Eva.
Who did the song I'm in Love with a Monster? Hold on. Fifth Harmony, like I said, Fifth Harmony.
Yep.
Camila Cabello.
Ah, yes.
She was the vocalist on that one, I think. I'm in Love with a Monster, maybe for next year.
I was playing like our Halloween stuff, and my wife, I started playing Devil Went Down to Georgia, and she's like, that's not a Halloween song. I'm like, it says devil in it. She's like, that doesn't count. I'm like, you don't enjoy fun.
You don't understand.
You don't get fun or whimsy.
Look, you can make anything a Halloween song
that's what I'm saying.
Take that square song and squish it in that round hole.
Oh, my God, that's my life.
And use all your whimsy. Use that whimsy.
Yeah.
Hey, Simon, which I got one you won't play. I bet you won't play the Charlie Challenge from Monday, November 4th. I missed it, Robin.
Oh, no. You missed it. And that was the one about women who do this to celebrate fall in their home?
Oh, yeah. Maya was here.
Light a candle.
Oh.
Light a stanky candle that is like tear gas and puts you right out.
Oh, I love a candle.
Swell all up, your lip busts. And
I was telling you that, you know, like my wife is very picky about smells. Yeah. So she's the only one who can pick out candles.
Yes.
And then it always hurts my soul when she finds one that she loves and I hate. And I'm like, you know what? I shove it down real deep.
Yeah you put it down. Push them down.
You taught me that, bruh.
Like, I prefer the ones that smell like vanilla and cookies. Yeah. I like the ones that smell like food.
Yeah. I like citrusy.
What does she like?
It's all over the place. It depends. That's the thing. I can't even.
You don't know. You don't know how to do it.
I don't pay attention. I just kind of. She did get something the other day, though. It's like burning little sticks of wood. It's kind of like a smudge stick, but not. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's not incense, is it?
Not really. It's like she burns some sticks and walks around the house being all witchy.
That's sage.
And then, sage.
That's sage.
No,
that's to get the evil spirits out.
We have that too, but this is not a stick.
I have a little wooden stick that I burned in the lake house to get out all the evil spirits.
Y'all are weird.
No, man, there was bad there was bad juju in there.
I used to love candles. I used to have so many candles, and then I had an allergic reaction to some. I call them stink pots. Those little smell good dishes things. Yeah. I had a few of those in the house and burning candles and everything. And literally thought I was going to die. I whelped all up. My
like the little
busted.
Wax melts?
I don't know.
Like, she loves incense, but that's my, I can't do it.
I hate that incense.
I have college flashbacks.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Big time.
And it's like, I hate to be that guy, but when somebody lights a candle at work, it's like, this is a safe place. I should be able to breathe here.
You know those little incense cones?
Yeah.
Have you seen that, like that thing?
I had it.
I freak out.
Like in college in my early 20s, everyone had it.
Totally smells like weed and sand.
Awful. Yeah, none of it smelled good. It was like some.
It's a smell.
Spicy. Yeah. Something.
Just can't do them anymore, man. So I'm sorry. I know this is the most important thing in the world to you guys.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'm sorry.
Getting rid of all the candles I was going to buy you for Christmas.
Yeah, there goes your candle of the month club.
Ooh, I hope it smells like geraniums.
I got you an advent candle calendar.
Hey, Simon. Just wanted to let you know that Peanut the Squirrel was euthanized. Thanks. Love 98.7 Simon.
Oh, man. We found that out.
Such a bummer.
You know, we were sharing the change.org petition that the dude had put out there to get Peanut the Squirrel back because a narky neighbor called and they came and took the squirrel and his friend Fred the raccoon took him away. And in the meantime, they euthanized them to find out if they had rabies.
Yeah, they didn't know if they had rabies or not. And apparently the only way you can find out is if you kill them.
Yeah, it's like the Salem witches.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Oh, no, you drowned. Oh, you're not a witch.
Hey, look, if we put this giant rock on you and you live, you're a witch. Okay, you're not a witch.
Darn it.
But poor Peanut wore a cowboy hat.
Peanut, and they had Peanut for 7 years.
7 years.
He wasn't and hurting Fred, nobody.
Fred was new, but Fred was adorable.
Now, the only, I say positive, but it's still not really positive, but the woman who narked him out, has been discovered on the internet. And now, also, I'm sure she feels super good about herself knowing that she got them euthanized.
Well, maybe that was her whole plan.
I think so.
I think so.
Because these people have wild animals. Oh, and they do OnlyFans and they in porn.
That's what the guy says. He thinks the real issue is that they make homemade porns for the OnlyFans.
Which, by the way, I still haven't tracked that down yet.
Well.
Yeah, right.
Well, I wanted to see if Peanut was okay.
Oh, yeah, you need to put in your search bar squirrel.
Wait, squirrel OnlyFans. I'm pretty sure they kept their lives separate.
Uh-huh.
That their squirrel life and their porn life were two completely separate things.
Nikki was talking about, my wife was talking about someone we were talking about just the other night. And I guess there's this other guy who had gotten famous because he was like, had tiny little, some sort of tiny little birds in his hands. And he was like, and someone had said, have you seen the blank videos? And I guess he's sitting there, but he's also wearing super tight sweatpants.
And holding the birds right in front of
him. And holding it here. And
you can see.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's like kind of a lane.
Come on,
that's the thing. Peanut the Squirrel saw some things. Peanut the Squirrel.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure that they didn't, you know, I'm going to say Peanut may have been in the house at the time. I'm not, that
yeah,
he wasn't
kids
involved.
Have been in the house.
All right. Don't,
your dogs.
No, we don't
your
need to know anymore.
Your dogs have seen some things, haven't they?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, and when dogs see some things, you feel like you're looking too long. Why do you keep looking? What do you know? You're a dog. You don't know what this is. All Why right. do you keep looking? Get out of here.
Look, I will honestly say that I feel very confident that my dogs have not seen anything. They are usually under the bed.
No, they peek out.
I mean, they heard some stuff.
They're sneaking.
They peek out.
They're sneaking. They're getting a look.
What's going up there?
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
All right.
By who? Wrestling. I want to get it.
Nope. That was one thing too many in my head. Nope.
Hey, Simon. I'm going to tell you this right now. I can hold back what you said, but somebody needs to get a different person that is selling this stuff, because to me, it's like a scam or something with the attitude this guy has. And I done called one time before. I just wanted to let you know. Kind of kicked me up. I mean, come on. I mean, if you legit, you ain't going to act like that.
Yep.
Just because somebody is asking information about all I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all on the defense, dude. Now, you need to find out if this here is the scammers in there or something.
Yep.
Might be.
Yep.
Might be legit, but it might be some scammers up in it. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Well, she really feels strongly about this.
She does. I'm wondering, is this a commercial we're running?
No idea. I can't find anything about it. So what did you do, Maddie?
I'm still trying to think of if I've heard anything on the air about
it. No, you're still thinking about what your dogs may or may not have seen.
Well, that.
Yeah, he's really consumed. You can see. No,
they're good.
And then you start thinking, is that dog like reincarnated grandparent? And
oh,
they're sitting
no,
here watching
I never
this?
Thought of that.
No. Oh,
don't
maybe
do that.
It could have. There was some overlap.
It could be.
Don't
Shoot.
Do that.
All right.
Yeah, hi, Simon.
Somebody else.
Sean Sellers, you're a good man. You call me back, I never would have believed it. I listen to you every day, guys. Can you play Danny and Lizzie Dancing in the Sky? You're a good radio station. Never change. Thank you.
How about him?
Thank you.
That's Don. He's the one.
You called him back.
I called him because he called so many times, and he got more and more upset with each call. What's the problem, man? I can't hear Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
And we had literally played it like mm-hmm. three or so times.
Just he had walked away.
Yeah, he missed it
or something.
He missed it by a minute one
there,
time.
Yeah, didn't you say there was one? It had literally just played and then he called?
Yes, mm-hmm. And that was the time he was like, what is your malfunction? So I called him back. Of course, he didn't answer. I left a voicemail. I was like, hey, man, I usually don't do this, but your number popped up. I don't randomly call people like this, but I want you to know we've played that song a bunch of times, man.
For you specifically.
Yeah. And then he called back again because he didn't listen to the message yet. And he did the same thing about Black Dog. And then I got that call.
I got
Isn't
you.
That
so
nice?
He did actually check it.
That is very nice. I appreciate that. A little bit.
You well, know? You see, you're really nice. You call people back.
You never know what could be on your voicemail. You should probably check it.
That's right.
Hi, Simon. Happy Halloween. I get you, my pretty mother dog, too.
She's the best.
What?
You didn't get it?
I didn't hear what else she said.
Okay, here.
Hi, Simon. Happy Halloween. I get you, my pretty mother dog, too.
You get it that time?
Kicking my tricky at the dogs?
Yes, exactly. Happy Halloween. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Oh.
But the best part.
The laugh.
Her witch laugh,
yes,
man.
This laugh.
Because she gets tickled at herself. She's trying to do a laugh, and then she really laughs.
She's almost dead on with that Witch Hazel laugh from the cartoons.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, right.
Hey, Simon. That Monster Mash? You do the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash. Very creepy, scary. Do the Monster Mash. Thank you.
Oh.
What did he want? Which song?
Thank
what?
You. Thank you, sir. Those are great. Hey, if you've got something to tell us, if you want to complain about that guy who's arrogant and you're not sure if it's a scam, let us know. 336-373-0987 is the number. We would love to hear from you. And you never know. You might get a call back from one of us. I wonder which one. So check us out online. Go to the app. Click on that microphone thing. Listen to us for Bet You Won't Play It Friday coming soon at 98.7simon.com or however you can get to us. Charlie, what's your final thought?
You will not catch me living that doll life.
What about you?
Pandy D in the house, y'all.
Next time. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.